Cotton and Perdue join us now. Thanks to you both. Senator Perdue, to you first. When you hear that, those sound like the precepts, the principles behind it sound non-controversial. They sound pretty basic. You guys work in politics. I know you've polled this. What's the public opinion of those ideas?
Well, this is the big learning here in Washington. The people out there in the rest of the country get this. 72% believe it should be the primary worker plus their nuclear family or less. 18% believe it ought to be just the nuclear or just the worker. So people out there in the real world get this. It's pro-worker, it's pro-growth, and it's been proven to work in Canada and Australia.
What's interesting, Senator Cotton, when you say this bill is pro-worker, our current arrangement seems anti-worker. If you look at the effect on wages, working class people in the country since 1965 when the Kennedy Act became law, they've gone down or remained stagnant. Do you think there's a direct connection between mass immigration and low wages?
No doubt, Tucker. The law of supply and demand applies to the labor market just like it does every other market.
Oh, it hasn't been repealed for the purpose of immigration?
Even though some Republicans feel like it doesn't apply there. Look, over the last 40 years, my lifetime, you've seen a quadrupling of the number of foreign-born residents in our country. The vast majority of those, 14 out of 15 today, come here not based on their skills or their education or their English language ability, on some other category. They're by definition unskilled and low skilled. In that 40-year window, if you have a high school degree or less, your wages have fallen. If you have more than that, so if you're not competing with those very same immigrants, your wages have increased. So there's a direct correlation between the mass unskilled, low-skilled migration we've seen over the last few decades and stagnant wages and standards of living for working Americans.
Wouldn't it be clarifying to import, I don't know, lobbyists, for example, from abroad who would work for less than our lobbyists, maybe that, or United States senators. Do you think that might change some minds?
Lobbyists, lawyers, there's no end of this that you could import people to compete directly against people in Washington, D.C., and they might sing a different tune. But there's just simply no doubt that people who come here who are unskilled and low-skilled have a direct impact on the wages of Americans, whether their ancestors came over on the Mayflower or whether they just took the oath of citizenship, who are competing for those very same jobs.
So, Senator Perdue, about 60 million, the estimate is, Americans speak a language other than English at home. That's a dramatic increase over the past 50 years, and it's getting bigger every year. And it's bad, obviously. It divides the country. Do you think your bill would do something to change that?
Well, first of all, there are several categories that we use in a merit-based system. This is what the president talked about in his campaign. It's one of the reasons, quite frankly, I think he got elected, and I give him high marks for making this a priority in this new administration. But when you look at the categories in here, somebody could come in here and be a PhD with no English skills, still qualify potentially.
Right.
So this is not about English speaking only. This is about a diverse group of people to come in and help grow our
economy. So what are the criteria?
Well, first you got education, you got a job, you got if you've been contributory in terms of accomplishment, if you want to start a business or something like that, English is one, and then compensation.
Yeah, so if you want to invest a lot of money,
right
here. So who are the forces arrayed against this?
Well, a lot of people, once they learn about the bill, are actually pretty pleased with it. Again, this only focuses on green cards. The million green card recipients every year doesn't focus on temporary visas, which can be controversial or anything else. And I would say that it's better to make a citizen out of someone who comes here rather than just use them as a temporary laborer.
Where's the Chamber of Commerce on this?
I think a lot of them are going to be very supportive of it. Again, like if you're sitting in Silicon Valley and you depend on H-1B visas, wouldn't you rather have someone who's going to be a citizen of the United States stay here forever rather than have to have that
then visa
renewed
in
3 years
them,
and go
exactly
back? So you can invest in them. So
are
the
you
business
gonna,
community will be supportive, I think.
Are you all going to make this case publicly? Are you going to force the opponents of this bill to explain why they're against it?
We saw it today. We started the debate today, and we're going to continue that. I mean, this is something, though, I can't understand why anybody who wants a pro-growth effort in America to oppose this. I mean, today the system is so broken that only one out of every 15 who come in America come in with a skill. This is a broken system, and it penalizes people who've been here and who just got here.
Senator Cotton, can you give us, I know it's very early today, but what's the timeline for this?
Well, this immigration, obviously a complicated and controversial topic, but David and I are committed for the long haul to making this bill a reality. Again, the president campaigned on immigration as the single distinctive issue that separated it not just from Hillary Clinton, but from 16 other Republicans.
That's exactly right.
And the American people expect him to deliver on that. This is one piece of the immigration puzzle. I think as more senators and congressmen learn about it, as they see what it would do for our working citizens out across the country, what it would do for economic growth as a whole, I'm hopeful that we can get consensus, even if there's still a lot of other things that divide us on the immigration issue.
I think that's right. You always are welcome here to explain how it's going, because we're interested. Our viewers are.
We'll be back.
Thank you.
Thank you
very much.
Thank you.